When black trans activist Akima Alexis heard about the arrest of four black queer protesters at Stonewall Columbus Pride Parade last year, they knew they had to jump into action.
We got to do something. We got to do something because this is our community. Like, the folks that have been arrested out of this group, they are all black folks. They're all queer folks. Like, we got to, like, really advocate for our folks right now, especially because we've known all of them. They had a protest at the Stonewall Columbus Pride Parade. We're beset by our police force, which has a history, a long history of violence. And Stonewall Columbus had absolutely nothing to offer. They had no response until a couple of days later.
Dakima's move was co-founding the organization Black Queer Intersectional Columbus, also known as BQIC. The group has blossomed from a group of activist friends hanging out to an organization of more than 50 people. Investing all their energy into fighting for and supporting the black queer activists arrested last year, a group that's come to be known as the Black Pride 4. BQIC says the group's legal battle is an example of how the larger LGBT community is failing to support all of its members.
The Stonewall Columbus board president, Thomas McCartney, is the person who testified against the Black Pride 4 in during trial, which, you know, that really speaks to how divorced corporate pride is, how divorced white gay America is from the history of pride. I mean, to know that Columbus's prominent, like, flagship LGBTQ organization is directly colluding with the state to repress black, queer, and trans individuals, their very, you know, their community counterparts, it boggles the mind. The irony of their name, it is just sickening.
BQIC is calling attention to the problems they see with mainstream pride. It's part of their efforts to make the community more inclusive, which they say taps into the real spirit of pride.
We are planning a community pride here, and we want it to be part celebration and part demonstration. We want this community pride to invite people from these different backgrounds, you know, queer, trans, people of color, undocumented, immigrant, just refugee, disabled. We want to have our community pride really center those perspectives, get back to the radical essence of it, like literally get back to the roots.
That value for activism is something BQIC members, like Sadiqa Foulay, hold near and dear as a tenet of pride. Pride and activism have an interconnected history. For Sadiqa and people like her, that history will always be a part of what pride is, as an event and also as a feeling.
There is a space for activism and pride because pride is activism. It is activism in which you are bringing light the issues, the problems, or even the good, the bad, the happy bits of a community. It is supposed to be a form of activism. Yes, it's a celebration. Celebration is activism. Celebration against oppressive states is activism. Pride is supposed to be an activist space with the history to now.
This upcoming Pride season, look for BQIC. They'll be out in Columbus celebrating and being proud through activism. For The Outlet, this is Bea Irwin.